I wanted to close with one final point. Rav Tendler had a taina. He didn't present, I assume time didn't allow earlier, he didn't present the taina, which others have disputed, which I think is not such a poshita thing. I think Rabbi Tendler is perhaps more correct than the others. Rabbi Tendler said a taina that if you consider these people as alive, a suffix alive, the person whose brain that is alive, a suffix alive, so how can you allow your talmidim, how can you allow your balabatim to go to Pittsburgh to take a heart transplant? How are you allowed to take the heart of the dead person? If you hold that the person is alive and it's an act of ritzich, how are you permitted to use that heart for yourself? What was the taina? Not that the taina that the heart is well, it's also banor. That's not the shaila. Also banamaisin, also banor. If you cross nefesh, yorg ba'yaver. How can you take it? So many rabbanim said no. That just because they send their balabatim and their talmidim to Pittsburgh and they allow balabatim to get heart transplants from these people whom we know the transplants have to be made while the patient is brain dead, and they hold that the patient is either vada chai or suffix chai, but since in the hospitals they have a list, they have a whole list of people who need a heart, and if you don't want the heart, they're going to call up the next guy and he's going to take the heart, so bank cover card, they're going to cut out the other fellow's heart, so since they're going to cut it out anyway, so there's no problem on your part, there's no issue in you receiving the heart. If bank cover card, they're going to cut out the heart, they're going to do the act of it, so he permitted to take. So Stanley had a time that he doesn't think, on a previous occasion, didn't say it today, he doesn't think that this is correct. If you're not allowed to take out the heart, so it should be prohibited to take the heart. What exactly was that taina? What exactly is that argument? So I remember when we learned this Rambam, the Rambam quotes this Mishnah in Trumas. To no lono achas became in Lab Nargis Kulchan. So the Rambam quotes the Mishnah that Yomusa Kulma Yomus Nefesh Achas Miyusol. So the Ramach has the Kashi, but the Svar of my Chazes doesn't apply. So the Kes Mishnah, Rab Chaim, and the Chem de Shlom all answer that originally the din begins as a Svar of my Chazes, but after you say that it's a Hekish to Gili Arayis, then it's established as a din, not only as a svara. So then you carry it back from Gili Arayis to Shvichas Damim, and there it's also a din. So what is Taka the getter of the din? What is the optaich? What's the nature of this din? So the Rav pointed out, in the name of Rav Chaim, Rav Chaim has the first piece in the Chibra on the Rambam. It's not exactly written like this, but this is the way the Rav said it over, that the Gemara has a machlekes in a Zer Nesha between Ben Petura and Rabbi Akiva. Essays in Europe that Ben Petura must have been a Christian thinker, because it doesn't make any sense. I should lose my life in order to save his life. And Rabbi Akiva presented the true Jewish tradition. That's how the atheist writes. He presented the true Jewish tradition. What kind of baloney is this? So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, and Rav Chaim has in the sefer that Nikar Adin, and Haschina has also, Nikar Adin Ben Petura is right. He wasn't a Christian thinker, he was a Tana. Nikar Adin Ben Petura is right. Why is Ben Petura right? But I'm not killing the other fellow. I'm not doing loisirtzah. I'm just drinking the water. Ben Petura holds that the getter hadin is I'm not permitted to save my life at the expense of another person's life. But Rabbi Akiva has this pasuk chayecha koyim lechayecha vercho, that if it's biyad echemhem kitu shamayim, if I have the cup of water, my life wasn't in danger in the first place. Your life is in danger. You don't have any water. I have the water. And even though gzeil is mutter mishum tikrach nefesh, so the other fellow is allowed to steal the water, but tells man that he didn't steal the water, I have to keep in shomayim. So my life is not b'sakana. Let's say I live in the city, there's water all over. So my life is not b'sakana. So if I'm in the midbar and I have to keep in shomayim, my life is not b'sakana. So then Rabbi Kiva says that it's permissible for me to drink the water. But what would be the din if you have shnayim shem halchem midbar and there's a keep in shomayim shal hefker? Then the Rav said, based on Rav Chaim, I don't remember, he said the name of Rav Chaim, based on Rav Chaim, that then Rabbi Akiva would agree with Ben Petura that it's prohibited for either of them to drink the water fully, to drink all the water, because I'm not permitted to save my life at the expense of another person's life, even though I'm not violating Lo Sirtza. That's all included in the pasuk of Yehari Gval Yavar. So I think Rabbi Tendler's taina is a starke taina, that if you really hold that these brain-dead people are either vadai chai, that the kohen can wipe off the brow, or at least a suffix chai, I don't see how he can hold that the vadai chai. I can understand why it should be suffix chai, because of the two sfeikas that I mentioned earlier. If you consider that it's at least suffix chai or possibly even vadai chai, I think there should be a serious shaila regarding using the organs from these people, because lemaise, they don't just cut out the aver and then call me up, am I interested in taking the organ. I have to be there. They have to call me and I ask them to take out the aver, and I want to be the one to receive that aver. So l'chara, I would assume that should be in violation of this din. There should be a case where everybody should agree, where Rabbi Akiva should agree to Ben Patur, that it's prohibited to save my life at the expense of another person. Thank you very much.